Have you ever noticed how some speakers instantly command attention while others struggle to be heard? The difference often lies in credibility. Effective communication isn't about fancy words or techniques, it's about who you are. When your message aligns with your life, people listen. Think of Martin Luther King Jr.'s "I Have a Dream" speech. It resonated because he lived his message of equality and justice. To communicate with credibility, develop 5 essential qualities. First, be transparent. People don't want perfect communicators, they want authentic ones who share both failures and successes. When faced with pressure to change his writing style, Maxwell chose authenticity over pleasing others, a decision that ultimately connected with far more readers than expected. Second, be consistent. Initially, people take your words at face value, but over time, your actions speak louder. Consistency builds credibility gradually. Good work must be stored up before it shows up. Third, be a good example. As Kuzes and Posner wisely note, you either lead by example or you don't lead at all. When words and actions don't align, you lose your audience. Fourth, be competent. Your credibility stems from what you've accomplished. Develop expertise, then teach from that overflow of experience. Finally, be trustworthy. Trust is your greatest asset as a communicator. When you establish trustworthiness, people listen, believe, and cooperate with you. Remember, your most effective message is the one you live. Like the fox learning from the wolf's mistake, great communicators develop by studying others rather than reinventing the wheel. Communication mastery evolves through 4 stages: learning field basics, studying outside communicators, adapting to audiences, and teaching universal principles. When studying masters, observe their connection methods, introductions, message structure, and standout moments. Masters offer diverse lessons: Cronkite's intimate conversations, Kennedy's relaxed delivery, Reagan's simple language, and King's rhythmic speech that turned words to music. The key difference? Masters maintain continuous connection, while good communicators connect intermittently. Consider which techniques from these masters might enhance your own style. What do you believe so deeply that you would stake everything on it? That's conviction. When you speak from core beliefs, your words become powerful influence. The stronger your belief, the more your audience feels it. Effective communicators share 3 core convictions. They can make a difference, people can improve their lives, and knowing your why reveals your way. Your personal convictions emerge from what moves you deeply and what experience has taught you, serving as anchors in storms and guiding stars when lost. To communicate with conviction, believe in yourself, your message, and your audience. Research shows optimistic salespeople outsell pessimistic ones by 37%. If you don't believe in yourself, neither will your audience. Embrace emotion as strength. As Churchill noted, before he can inspire them with any emotion, he must be swayed by it himself. Maxwell exemplified this during the 2020 pandemic, delivering weekly online lessons when people needed hope most. A different world cannot be built by indifferent people. Know your convictions and act on them. Great communication demands thorough preparation. Early in his career, Maxwell committed 20 hours to preparing each message, a practice he's maintained for 54 years. Effective communicators prepare 2 messages: the best message for specific audiences and the big message that remains consistent. The bigger message helps people see their possibilities, know their value, feel empowered, and do, apply, and multiply. True communication isn't about displaying brilliance, it's about empowering others to think, "I can do great things." The goal is moving people from know-how to do-now. Success requires understanding your audience, crafting memorable points, and preparing mentally. Monitor audience engagement during delivery and evaluate impact afterward. As Coach Fielding Yost said, the will to prepare matters more than the will to win. Outstanding performances stem from disciplined preparation. Communication is about others, not yourself. While content matters, connection matters more. Those focused on others make connections, while those focused on themselves merely seek attention. 5 principles drive effective connection. First, the audience is the hero, not you. As Jerry Seinfeld notes, if you are doing it for them, you'll be fine. If you're doing it for you, they won't like it. Second, nail your first impression. People form judgments in 7 seconds that filter everything after. Practice saying something encouraging when first meeting someone. Third, understand their world. Meet people where they are before leading them forward. Put yourself in their place mentally and emotionally. Fourth, be personable. Make yourself accessible and use inclusive language like we and us. Being comfortable with yourself helps others feel at ease. Fifth, develop charisma through other-focused attention. Be present and create warmth that makes others feel valued. Paradoxically, imperfection can strengthen connection. John Madden exemplified this. His genuine love for football and its community made him relatable. What if you approached your next conversation focused entirely on connecting rather than impressing? When Kevin Myers bombed in El Paso but triumphed at Catalyst, the difference was authenticity. He stopped imitating others and embraced his natural style. Like many speakers, Maxwell initially focused on imitation before realizing the key question was, "What do I have that my audience wants?" In communication, average doesn't inspire. To leverage your strengths, first identify your primary connection point: heart, emotional authenticity, help, practical value, humor, life's absurd side, or hope, showing possibilities. Lead with your strongest consistently. Success comes from developing who you are, not trying to be someone else. The formula is simple: talent, natural ways of thinking and behaving, multiplied by investment, practice, development, equals strength, consistent excellence. Tap into your expertise that can benefit others by identifying your areas of knowledge, experience, and success. Then use these when speaking. The path to impact lies not in fixing weaknesses, but in maximizing your natural strengths. When you can't wait to say it, they can't wait to hear it. Your enthusiasm transfers directly to your audience. If you lack excitement, they will too. Anticipation, the belief something wonderful is about to happen, is the secret sauce of communication. Building anticipation starts with your mindset and requires 3 key perspectives. First, believe you can communicate by creating a daily self-worth statement. Second, believe you have something to give. Most successful communicators focus on 3 to 7 key themes. Third, believe people want to improve their lives and communicate from that belief. Think of your communication like dining at a world-class restaurant. Like Maxwell's experience at Louis XV in Monte Carlo, create an atmosphere that builds excitement for what's coming. As speaker, your chef, maitre d', and server combined. In relationships, we're either fountains who overflow onto others or drains who deplete energy. Choose to be a fountain. Your expectations determine your reality. If you expect yes, you'll receive it, opening nearly limitless possibilities.